Hello and welcome to another Directions Media podcast. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. Adina Schitzberg is on assignment this week. Have you ever wondered about the economic impact of GIS and spatial information on the global economy? We'll explore that and more, but first a word from our sponsor, ESRI.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS Online, you can combine ready-to-use maps, reference layers, and functional tasks with your local data to support your GIS work. Save time and benefit from on-demand GIS content. Learn more about ArcGIS Online at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Yesterday, we released a report from the Australian Spatial Information Business Association, or ASIBA, on the impact of spatial information on the gross domestic product of their country. Now, this report was compiled for ASIBA by Aisle Tasman, a consultancy. The report said that the impact on the gross domestic product, the GDP, in 2006 and 2007 of the spatial information industry was estimated to range between 6.4 and 12.5 billion Australian dollars. Of these amounts, there were productivity improvements that were responsible for about 5 to 10 of that amount, 5 to 10 billion dollars of that amount, and that they noticed that exports increased between 1 and 2 billion dollars, imports about the same. Now, using the figures of the CIA World Factbook, this is about 1% of the Australian GDP, and the GDP is about $640 billion. That's an estimate from 2006. The ASIBA report went on to say that it's very likely that the impact of spatial information and technologies on the U.S. GDP is between $55 billion and $110 billion. That's in U.S. dollars. Well, if you look closely at those figures, the U.S. GDP is about $13 trillion, and if you take 1% of about $13 trillion, the upper end is about $130 billion. So, you know, basically here, being there, you know, we're within kind of the margin of error. So, between $110 and $130 billion on the U.S. side. Now, any way you look at it, that's still a lot of money. So as we're going through this, just remember that spatial information technology has about a $100 billion impact on the U.S. economy. Interestingly enough, the European Union has about the same GDP as the U.S., or about $13 trillion U.S. dollars. So taken all together, the economic impact of spatial information on the U.S., the European Union, and the Australian economies amounts to approximately $210 billion. That, too, is a lot of money. Now, let's downsize this issue just a bit to look at some of the microeconomic impacts of spatial information on corporations. In case you haven't noticed it, gasoline prices have risen sharply over the past week. And we're all looking at some ways to perhaps trim expenses, and this certainly applies to corporations. One of the best ROI examples that I like to give is how transportation fleets are utilizing routing and scheduling to optimize their deliveries. So I look back in some of our archives and some of the interviews I've done and have extracted some of the numbers from these interviews. A few years ago, I interviewed Dana Fenner of TeleAtlas. And he said that companies using their content to optimize routes will experience a fairly impressive ROI for tracking. Sears was their example, and their use of TeleAtlas map data to route its service fleets had been able to cut drive times by 15 to 30%. More importantly, they were saving about $45 million annually since they had begun using the technology. Another example comes from Haverty's Furniture in Dallas, Texas. Using their commercial routing software from APN Logistics, Haverty's was now driving 15% less using fewer trucks, and they were packed a lot more fully. More importantly, Haverty's was able to give better service to their customers, cutting their drive time windows from 3 to 4 hours down to about 90 minutes. So they were telling their customers that they would get there within a time window of about 90 minutes as opposed to the 3 or 4 hours. That's a great example of better service to the customer. Finally, let me give you a personal example of how spatial information management is used to estimate the health of the economy. Let's go back to a macro level here, using traffic information. On Sunday, I was taking a long drive down from South Bend, Indiana, back home. I was in South Bend to watch the Air Force strafe the Fighting Irish. But anyways, I was coming home and I was driving through Nashville. This was about 6 p.m. at night. There was an awful heavy load of traffic, both directions, in and out of Nashville. So the impact of having the higher gas prices on the economic growth of the country doesn't appear to be having an impact right now. But if you ever want to use this type of information, I know that there are two companies, INRIX and Traffic.com, have extensive traffic information, both, again, historical information and now being used for predictive traffic modeling. And it's my understanding that even some financial management companies are using predictive traffic data in their models to determine the economic health of the country. Lastly, I want to go back to the report from ASEBA. Within the report was a series of recommendations, about 12 recommendations in the report. One of them particularly struck me. It said that business should be actively engaged in constructing the spatial data infrastructure through a partnership program with government, with funding to be matched with in-kind contributions coordinated through, in their case, ASEBA. In the U.S., and I doubt very much in the European Union, do such relationships exist. There really isn't a good example of a business-government relationship specifically on spatial information management. You know, we have professional organizations like GITA and like ERISA. Some of them are more focused on different areas of technology and really how to benefit users, not the government-business type of partnership. In no way that I know of are businesses consulted about their needs to consume spatial information for their financial benefit. We have no true interface between government and business like the ASEBA recommendations are doing. So in my way of thinking, something like this possibly should be explored. We have an awful lot of potential coming down the line here with using spatial information both on the business and consumer side, and it's probably about time we looked at an arrangement whereby government is more aware of what businesses need. That's all the time we have today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to remind you that tomorrow is GIS Day, and events are being held around the globe to celebrate and inform others about the power of GIS technology. So happy GIS Day. To all who host or attend an event this year, we thank you for your participation and support. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. Thanks again for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.